Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
I'm John Batchelor with Jared Dunleavy and James Hassan, whose new book I highly recommend. It's a tough read, however, when you see what could have been done. The Untold Story of Biden's Fiasco. It's August 15, 2021. Ghani, the president of the country, a man who has been kept in power by the U.S. and NATO for some time with full understanding of his responsibilities, flees the country in a helicopter, and he now is in the Middle East, to my understanding, and living out his life explaining himself. That event, however, means that there is no leadership in Kabul. The police chief, the generals, they all flee, grabbing helicopters from Hakia, the airport at the center of the city, and fleeing. So, Jerry, I come to you at this point. We begin a crisis at Hakia. We need to describe that airfield. Where was it, and why was it a catastrophe to choose Hakia for an evacuation, Jerry?
Yeah. So the acronym HKIA, Hamid Karzai International Airport, or often called HKIA. This is an airport in the middle of Kabul, and this is the place that the Biden administration had chosen to do its evacuation from. So we should have chosen Bagram. And the State Department, in fact, was warned even by the command sergeant major at Bagram that to do a NEO, an evacuation through Kabul airport would be a disaster, that it should be done through Bagram. But because of President Biden's decisions, we shutter Bagram. We have to do the evacuation through Kabul airport. Well, now, When Ghani flees, the Afghan government collapses, and the Taliban walks into Kabul, now we have to do an evacuation through Kabul airport, but we have to do it with the Taliban in charge and with reliance on the Taliban right outside the gates of HKIA. And so and keep in mind, President Biden, in his mind, he tried to reduce our U.S. military footprint to something like 600 troops. That was not nearly enough to maintain order. And you see that in those dramatic scenes when the airport was overrun in those early days of mid-August 2021. Tens of thousands of Afghans trying to flee the country, the scenes of Afghans clinging to planes, and even as planes take off, Afghans falling to their deaths. We call that it's called the Night of the Zombies in our book. And it was a terrible, terrible situation. Because of Biden's decision to reduce U.S. troops to that level, the Taliban is able to walk into Kabul. All that we have is the airport, and we have to flow now 5,000 to 6,000 troops back in. And now these U.S. service members are tasked with getting out thousands of Americans, tens of thousands of Afghan allies and others, all while the Taliban is right outside the gates. And the Taliban is sometimes turning Americans away from the gates, sometimes beating Americans, turning our Afghan allies away, beating our Afghan allies, sometimes killing Afghans within full view of some of the Marines in sniper towers. And at the same time, we have a massive ISIS-K threat as well, because the first thing that the Taliban did when they took over Bagram on August 15th, is they opened the doors to the prisons at Bagram. And those prisons held something like 2,000 ISIS-K terrorists, dozens of Al-Qaeda terrorists, and thousands of Taliban fighters. And they opened those doors. And among those ISIS-K prisoners who were freed was the man named Abdul Rahman al-Laghari, who would go on to carry out that terrorist attack at Abbey Gate at Kabul Airport on August 26th. And so The simple matter is that keeping Bagram was smart for about 10,000 different reasons. But one simple fact is that if we had just held on to Bagram, the suicide bomber who killed those Americans and killed those Afghan civilians, he would have been sitting behind bars rather than being able to carry out a terrorist attack.
John, if I may, I'd like to just jump in and add kind of some color about what transpired on the night of the 15th, because as Jerry mentioned, on the 15th and kind of bleeding into the morning of August 16th, as Jerry mentioned, Americans saw the images of Afghans falling from departing U.S. Air Force planes. And we kind of discuss who those Afghans were in detail in our book in Kabul, and also kind of what led up to it. But just to paint the scene, because we only had 600 troops in the country, which is about commensurate pound for pound with what you would have guarding an embassy in almost any other Middle Eastern nation, the military had to rely on the Afghan military to help defend the perimeters of HKIA, of the Kabul airfield. And when the Afghan military fled, half of the perimeter was completely exposed, and the military did not have the manpower to defend that entire area. And on top of that, several units were flying back and forth to the embassy to evacuate all of the State Department staffers who were still there because the State Department had not issued had not evacuated them beforehand. So you had, several hundred troops at the most trying to basically guard the most critical infrastructure on the airfield. And the gates were opened and, tens of thousands of Afghans swarmed the airfield, and the troops on the ground had to form basically a protective perimeter standing shoulder to shoulder surrounding the command center at Hamid Karzai International Airport, because if the command center was overrun, then there would be no evacuation at all. Everything would be lost. And in fact, during that time, several of the control towers at the airport were destroyed by the mob. And so the Marines and Air Force special operators had to conduct air traffic control for the entire evacuation, sitting underneath a tent using handheld radios and maps. And it's just an absolute feat of ingenuity that they were able to do it at all. But that's kind of the backstory behind the scenes that everyone saw when everyone was flooding the airfield. And, to be able to clear the runways so that reinforcements could land, the military kind of made a last second decision to put two Apache attack helicopters in the air and have them fly, just a few dozen feet above the runway and use the force of the propellers to clear the crowd. And things were that dire.
Yes, I understand. We're talking about the Marine Corps and the U.S. Army, the 82nd Airborne Elements of, and the Marines, 1st Marine Division Elements of, coming in very quickly to conduct the NEO. James, I got the sense that they'd been on other missions and were given a hurry up to gather themselves together and get into Kabul. Is that correct? They were not waiting on the tarmac for this catastrophe.
That's generally correct. The Marines from 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines, were in Jordan and other places. They were part of their mission was to be on standby to some degree. The 82nd Airborne troops were in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and they both got spun up at the last second.
Right.
They had absolutely no idea what they were facing, and they had to do their best.
The book is Kabul, James Hassan and Jerry Dunleavy. When we come back, it gets worse. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.